Welcome to the Genie Podcast. I'm Grant Brunner. Today with me is Thomas McGinty. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Thomas, why don't you give us a little background about who you are, what you do, and why it's so awesome to have you on the Genie Podcast.
What do I do? I consider myself a professional genealogist. I mean, I do research. I take clients. But what I've gotten into lately is more tracking the genealogy industry, being more of an educator, a lecturer, a speaker, and doing more of that in the genealogy field. I do have a background in research. I have my certificate from Boston University online. They have a great program for genealogy education. But I decided to sort of tweak my genealogy career a little bit. So I also run the Genia Bloggers website, geniabloggers.com. And I also run several other blogs, several other websites related to genealogy. My life really is genealogy when it comes down to it.
What exactly got you into genealogy in the first place?
It's almost 20 years now. My mother handed me, actually, a copy of a family genealogy on my Putman line, P-U-T-M-A-N, which was done in 1916 by my fifth cousin, six times removed. Or is it sixth cousin, five times removed? I'd have to look it up. But the nice thing is the genealogy was very complete back to about 1661 when my Dutch ancestors arrived in New York. It was almost like that Tim McGraw episode of Who Do You Think You Are, where he's handed eight generations and his family tree right away. It actually does happen to some of us that way. And I know it can be discouraging for a lot of people, but that's how I got started. And I sort of got addicted. I found out that my ancestor was killed by Native American Indians in Schenectady area in 1680. And I wanted to know more, just beyond the dates, the names and the dates. I wanted to know more about his story, his family story, and that's how I got hooked.
Awesome. That's a great story. So today we want to talk about genealogy webinars. They're really taking off. So we'll start out with what is one? What is a genealogy webinar and why should we be interested?
A webinar is not a scary term. I think people need to understand what a webinar is. Very often for genealogy education, many family historians, genealogists will either attend a genealogy conference or a genealogy society meeting or a special one-day expo with lectures and seminars, where you sit in front of a speaker, there's a slide presentation, there's usually a question and answer period, and that takes place live in person. So if you think of a webinar, take that same experience, but your presenter could be somewhere in Australia or New Zealand or London, and you could also be sitting in the comfort of your own home in Texas or Spokane, Washington, learning from this person a thousand miles away. That's what a webinar is. The technology, the internet technology, the broadband high-speed DSL lines that we have available now means that we can actually do this, whereas several years ago it was a little bit more difficult to do.
So how does one exactly go about finding one or going to their first webinar?
Well, if you want to go to your first webinar, the nice thing is right now there are a slew of webinars out there in the internet genealogy arena, and one great site is called Genia Webinars, GeneaWebinars, and they are at www.geniawebinars.com, and you will find a list. I think there are at least 30. Upcoming between now and June that are listed there. The nice part about webinars right now is some of them are free, and that's something people should take advantage of. You can sign up for free. They cover a variety of topics. I know that Lisa Alzo of The Accidental Genealogist is giving one on beginning genealogy this Saturday, March 12th, and she's listed at Genia Webinars. Dear Myrtle just gave one on blogging, and that was a hit because I attended it, and I just thought it was really neat, even though I've been blogging for 4 years. Mm-hmm. She's at dearmyrtle.com. So Genia Webinars really seems to be the place where most people are listing their webinars. There are DNA webinars. Lise Friedman is doing them. She's at relativeroots.com. And you name it. If there's some area of genealogy that you want to cover, you can bet that there's going to be a webinar to cover it.
So how exactly is a webinar different than going to an actual seminar in person?
Well, it has its pluses and minuses. For me, as someone that delivers webinars, I really like that personal touch. I really like being in front of the audience and interacting and have people come up afterwards. And that's the one part that I miss. And as an attendee of a webinar, that's also something I miss. Very often on these webinars, you will not see a video image of the person presenting. It is mostly audio and slides, PowerPoint slides. Some presenters will do some interactive internet capability. An example is I just did one for the Southern California Genealogical Society on social media, and I was actually able to demonstrate Facebook, Twitter, even genie.com. I did pull up and show that as an example, and so that's nice that you can do that, whereas you can't always do that when you have a real presentation. I think on the plus side is the convenience. Not only can you attend while you're in your bathrobe and slippers and pajamas, perhaps, you can also, very often these webinars are recorded and they're made available after the actual live session. Mm-hmm. So it's convenience. You can go and listen to a webinar at 2 in the morning if you can't sleep or you've just gotten home from work.
So that's a good reason for people to go to webinars is when they actually can't go to them. But what exactly is new in these webinars that are unique to the webinars that's offering the genealogy community? For example, are people doing interesting new things with webinars that they weren't doing before with hands-on actually being in person?
I think so. I also think, yeah, I think also what you're finding is webinars related to genealogy are more focused on technology, and there's a real need for that. When I go to conferences, most conferences will only have one track of technology classes. So if you're going to look at webinars, you're going to find much, much more coverage in the technology world. And usually the people that are presenting, because you are using software, you are using the internet, these educators, these presenters are really at the top of their game in terms of how to use technology. So they will show it off very easily. The ones that I've seen, for the most part, the presenters they're very down to earth. They don't try to impress you with their technical knowledge. They will slowly go over concepts to make sure that the audience understands them. But I think the real advantage is this sort of technology area, which is desperately needed in the genealogy field.
How does one actually register to attend a webinar?
It really depends on the way in which the presenter has set up the webinar. There are various different platforms. One of the platforms that's popular right now is called GoToWebinar. And it depends on the person providing the webinar. Let me give an example. Legacy Family Tree out of Arizona, they have a great series of webinars. And full disclosure, I do webinars for them. But they have a great series, and you basically go to their page. You look up webinars. They have a link right there. And then you click the register button on the one that you want to attend. You fill out your name, your email address. You may be asked to answer a few questions, such as, do you know what a blog is? Have you ever been on Twitter? Have you ever been on Facebook? Depending on the webinar. And then that's it. You just hit submit. You are registered. You will receive a reminder, usually at least a day before the webinar, and then also about 15 minutes before the webinar. And that's all there is to registering.
So, and then from there, it's usually some sort of download that you download their specific software that then streams it live.
Yeah, you do have to do usually a download, but it's all one time only. If you've never been on a GoToWebinar presentation, you will be asked to download the software once. It's a very small download. It does not take a long time. But my recommendation is if you've never been to a webinar before, don't wait until the top of the hour to sign in if it's a 2 o'clock webinar. Go in about 1:45. Make sure that you have no distractions, no phones ringing, etc. Turn everything off if you really want to concentrate on the webinar. Go ahead and connect. Wait for the download. Wait for everything to run. and that way you will make sure that you have a good webinar experience.
So what if one of our listeners actually want to go out and create their own webinar? How would they go about that?
Creating your own webinar is not as easy as it sounds right now, only because there are a lot of different choices out there. It depends on whether you want to pay for a webinar platform, and the paid programs are GoToWebinar is probably the most popular right now because it's very easy to use for both presenters and those who attend webinars. Webex is another one. Webex.com is owned by Cisco. Those are paid programs. There are several free programs out there as well. Prezio, Prezio. In fact, if you look up on Wikipedia, if you search for web conferencing software, there's a great comparison chart. Also, people are getting creative. They're using things like Skype, Skype.com, which is free. I've seen people actually do webinars on Skype. I've seen them do them on SlideShare with a companion phone call. So you can really get creative. One thing I do want to point out for those that are interested in doing webinars, say that they're already speaking about genealogy. The Genealogical Speakers Guild right now is coming up with a set of standards in terms of what minimum equipment you would need to host a webinar, what equipment would work to attend a webinar, what are the best free platforms, what are the best paid platforms. So if you're not a member of Genealogical Speakers Guild right now, it would be in your best interest to join, because we're going to have a lot of information about the best practices. There are many different things you should do when you're running a webinar. In terms of rebooting your system 15 minutes beforehand if you are presenting, eliminating distractions, turning off startup programs, making sure you're not going to get a Windows update or a Facebook status chat or something like that in the middle of a webinar. So that's another option as well.
So again, there are many links that we talked about today. All of those will be available in our show notes at genie.com/blog. So, Thomas, why don't you give us a couple plugs about what you're doing in the near future?
Well, what I'm doing right now, one of my big projects is I'm the National Publicity Chair for the Federation of Genealogical Societies annual conference. It's coming up September 7th through the 10th, 2011, in Springfield, Illinois. This is going to be a fun time. Also, you may know that there's a big focus right now on Civil War history, coming up on the 150th anniversary of the start of the Civil War. And what other place would you want to be than Lincoln's hometown of Springfield, Illinois? So there's a lot for people to do besides genealogy in Springfield, and I'm handling mostly the publicity for that event. I'm also very much involved with the Illinois State Genealogical Society. We have a great new website. I happen to be the webmaster. And our new website has really revitalized our society. We have a lot going on, a lot of projects. We're starting a brand new surname research project on the 15th of March. And as I said, I'm also involved with Genealogical Speakers Guild. I am one of the co-chairs for virtual presentations, trying to set some standards for the genealogy industry. And finally, I've got a lot of involvement with Family Search. Family Search has a great wiki at wiki.familysearch.org. We're trying to get all 102 Illinois counties populated on that wiki. And also, I'm involved with a new venture called Family Tech, familytech.familysearch.org, which is a series of articles, technical articles, involving genealogy. Besides that, I mean, I could go on and on. I've also got my own radio show, Genia Bloggers Radio, which is every Friday night from 9 to 11 Central Time. That's on blogtalkradio.com, and it's search for Genia Bloggers or Genia Bloggers Radio. We have a fun time. It's probably the most fun you can have late at night on a Friday night with your genealogy. We just had Cindy Howells, the creator of CindysList.com, was celebrating her 15th anniversary. We have a great show coming up. In fact, this Friday, we're going to have Genie.com featured, interview your CEO, Noah Tutak. So we're going to have a great time on the radio show as well.
That's great. And again, if you want to go to any of Thomas's of these links that he's talking about, you can find them in our show notes. So thank you very much, Thomas. It has been a wonderful experience learning about webinars.
Great. Thank you.
So until next time, have a good one, and thanks for listening to the Genie Podcast.